Hello, it's your best friend Hannah, and welcome back to the Newman Wellbeing Podcast, a space where we hold meaningful and honest conversations about all things related to well-being. And I'm coming to you from Austin, Texas. Today, it's just gonna be you and me hanging out, man. I figured that this would be a nice little break before we hop into some, you know, more specific topics. So I'm just gonna do my little space cadet-y thing and ramble on here. So without further ado, let's go on ahead and hop onto it. Before we get started, I just wanted to let you know of a way that you, my dear listener, can support the podcast. And that is by leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen. And, you know, if you just want to like step it up a notch, leave a written review. It's a really great way of sharing the podcast, like getting more listeners, which is the goal, to be quite honest. And, you know, subscribe if you want to keep up to date with all of the new episodes. Thank you in advance. Also, don't forget to call into the voicemail. That number is 512-522-5392. You can call about anything. Really, I'd just love to hear from you. That number again, 512-522-5392. Look forward to hearing from you. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. I always want to do my Saturday night voice, my Saturday Night Live voice. I was thinking, I'm just going to hop right in here, okay? So let's do this. You know how I do. I was thinking, I've just been like super nostalgic recently and like going down memory lane and like thinking of things that I haven't thought of in a while. And, you know, if you're a fellow Austinite or maybe a former Austinite, I used to work at this place called Dolce Vita off of Duval, and it was a gelato place, but I used to work in the kitchen, so I made all the gelato and all of like the food and stuff. But, you know, after work, I was friends with all the people that worked there, so we would hang out after work. And my best friend, Jessica, she would hang out there too, which was really fun. And we would have these days where we would drink like the endless coffee, like the bottomless coffee. And I used to do this thing. And I just like really love that I used to do this, and it makes me want to do this again. I decided I was going to write a diary from the perspective of this kind of like Southern small town lady named Darlene. And, you know, and here's a little bit how it would go. And it would be like, dear diary, you know, I got called into the school again today. And I was at work and I got, you know, at the way, Meg, and I got this phone call from the school principal. And the principal said that, you know, Jimbo was in trouble again and that I had better get up to the school and pick him up, because he was just causing all kinds of mischief up there. And so, you know, I'm just getting real tired of this boy. I don't know what to do with him. I'm not really sure. His daddy ain't around, so we ain't got much luck in that area. But I work a full-time job. What am I supposed to do with this kid? You know? Anyway, Jimbo was causing all kinds of ruckus, and the lady on the phone was getting real sassy with me. And she said that I didn't come up there right now, they were going to expel him. And honey, I don't got time for that. What am I going to do? Anyway, this is just kind of how like the diary would go. And I just thought it was like real fun. Like one of my favorite things to say, like I'm in Texas, but I was brought up by a woman who was from Provo, Utah. And a man that was from like Denver, Colorado. Slash Terrell, Texas. So my dad didn't have an accent either, but I feel like I like small town Texas is like one of my favorite things ever because of the accent, man. Like, God damn is one of my favorite things to say. And I really do think I'm just like gonna take advantage of that and like put it on some shit and sell it. Because I think it's hilarious. Like, God damn, you know, it's good. And I just like really love talking like this. And I just love the idea of like, for some reason, there was a moment in my life where I was like, I think I'm gonna be a sex line operator, and this is the accent that I'm going to use. And honey, I can't tell you how good this would go for me right here, you know. But Darlene, man, I think I got that from because like the Little Rascals, Darla, you know, Darla. There's just something really fun about talking in this accent. I just love it. And I'm not making fun of anybody. I just want to like put that out there. Like me using this accent, I'm not like, this isn't mocking anybody. I just really love doing it. Like, bless your heart. Like, bless your heart. If you do not know, bless your heart is like not a nice thing to say about somebody. Like, bless your heart means like you're in the shit. And I'm sorry about it. Like, or like, I feel sorry for you. Like, bless her heart. Yeah, it's just, ooh, it's just so good. It's just real good right there, you know. Honey. Now, honey, like, just like, I just picture, like, do you think that, like, have you ever had anybody speak to you in this accent before? Because it just makes your heart feel real soft and, like, warm. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever been to like a diner? For some reason, I think Waffle House, but like, that's not correct. Just like a small town diner where like, just the waitress is like, she speaks to you in this accent. It just makes you feel real like welcome and warm. And I'm just really into that. And I wish I had that accent. Actually, my best friend growing up was from Louisiana. And they say things much differently there. And then people in Mississippi are like real slow. Like they talk like you can't get nothing out of them. Like it's real slow. Like you're going to go down Worcestershire. Worcestershire is like my favorite. Oh my God. I am cracking myself up over here. And y'all are like, what the fuck is Hannah doing? This is a podcast. This is my life. This is what I do. I think I'm hilarious. So, and really, this is my podcast. So I can kind of just like do whatever I want, you know? Mm-hmm. Anyway, Woody is here. They went in the other room. That's my dog, by the way. Woody is my dog, if you don't already know. Junie is probably in the other room because she doesn't like when I podcast. Which really doesn't make very much sense because I feel like when I podcast, it just seems like I'm talking to myself, which is pretty common around here. I do talk to myself a lot, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. Like, I think that that's I think it's a good thing. I think my mom used to say, it's okay for you to talk to yourself, but when you start responding to yourself, then you know you have a problem. And I'm like, uh-oh. Who else is supposed to respond? I'm only talking to myself, so it wouldn't make sense for me to respond to myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna drink some of this. So this is just me rambling about some stuff that's been going on in my life. I kind of mentioned it in my last episode, but not really, because I just wanted to check in with him before I, you know, really said it. I'm in a relationship. Yay. And it's like the best relationship I've ever been in. And sure, we haven't been dating for very long, but I guess like one of the best things about the relationship I'm in with my boyfriend Ooh, my boyfriend. Doesn't that sound nice? Is that he's all the things that I have been looking for. He's all the things. And it's funny because I feel like my dating experience in my life has told me that my needs are too much. Like my standards, I don't like to use that word because I don't like it, but my standards are too high. Like there's no way there's going to be somebody who meets all my needs. Y'all, this is a lie. It's not true because I met the person. I met them. They're here. They're real. I've seen them in real life too. Like it's not just like an internet thing. Like this person exists. I've touched them. Like yeah, like they're real. They exist. And it's been so good and also like really vulnerable and which is uncomfortable, but also there's no one I'd rather do that with than this person, because what I find is that this person is meeting me where I'm at. Like they have the skills to be able to do this with me, which is not something I have encountered before. And also this person, something I've noticed about this relationship in comparison to other relationships is that I've never felt so like inspired to be myself, like to show up for myself in ways that I've never shown up for myself before. Like this person is creative and smart and funny and loving and like a really good listener. And I can be myself around this person. I can ramble and this person rambles back. It's so good. It's like magic when it's happening. It's so good, guys. I know that you don't know me in real life, but I feel like this podcast kind of like allows you to kind of know me in real life. I mean, we're basically best friends. So I just feel like I have to share this because it's so exciting. Like, I want to do all the things with this person. I want to, like, there's so many creative things I want to do with this person. There's so many conversations. I just like this, this person is just so good. Just so good for my heart. Like, I don't have to censor myself, which is a relief. I'm so tired of censoring myself. Like the last relationship I was in, it felt like I had to censor. And what I mean by censor myself is like not wanting to rock the boat, but also like the level of love I'm allowed to give in order to feel safe. Like, you know, you don't want to seem like needy or overbearing, even though I think these are things that are made up. They're not real things. They are like labeled as wrong, even though they're just, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but I feel like I can give to this person in the way that I love to give, and they receive it and they give it back. And that feels so good. And I just want to say that out loud. So I'm 33. I'll be 34 in June. And I have yet to find a partner like this. Boom. Here he is. As soon as I stopped looking, boom. And it just feels great. And I'm doing all the things in my mind where I'm thinking of all the negative outcomes. And I'm just saying, shh, hey, what if this like goes the best way possible? Just like, can you just like lean into this? And then also I'm thinking about a future with this person, which is like my mind is like, whoa, you know what I mean? Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you guys. It's feeling really good. I'm really excited about it. Yeah, it feels really good. I think like one of the hard things about being a human being is that, you know, when especially when you're like first starting to date somebody, you kind of like put your best foot forward. Like you're trying to be your best self with this person. And I think that's great and that's totally normal, but I am not a perfect person and I acknowledge this and I have flaws. I have weaknesses. I have shadows, you know what I mean? And I am not a happy, optimistic person all the time. And so sometimes when I have highs and I have lows, and usually it goes like this, it goes high and then low. Do you know what I mean? That's just usually how it goes for me, because that just means like, okay, it's time to rest now. I think that's normal. But I feel like if the time you've spent with that person has been all these highs, then the lows can feel kind of weird because you're like, is something wrong? Is everything okay? And I'm just trying to like really comfort myself in knowing like, Hannah, you can't always be on, like you can't always like know the right thing to say. You can't always like have the best advice. You can't always be entertaining and fun. 'Cause I can't be that way. You know, I have moments where, like where I'm quiet. And I'm sure that's probably surprising to most people because I am a chatty Cathy. But I have to take those quiet moments in order to be the chatty Cathy. I like the chatty Cathy, but I also really like my quiet moments too. But the quiet moments make me feel uneasy when I'm with someone because I don't want them to think that something is wrong, or maybe they dislike me. Maybe they only like me when I'm a chatty Cathy and they don't like me when I'm quiet. You know what I mean? So there's all kinds of things that come with being in a new relationship. And I realize, you know, like over time you get to know each other and learn these different sides of each other. And that just takes time. But there is like this kind of like uncomfortable area where you're still getting to know each other. And it's funny because I do think I am more than this, but this is a part of me. I am anxiously attached. That's true. I have not really felt that being triggered very much with this person because they seem extremely secure, which is great. But sometimes I do feel this like avoidant pull when I like feel like I'm putting parts of myself out there that they might not like, you know what I mean? Like when I'm quiet, it feels like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like it feels like, what if they don't like this part of me? Instead of being anxious, I get avoidant where I'm like, I just like drive that part home more where I'm just like more quiet because I'm like, oh God, I get like frozen in that state. Anyway, I don't know where I'm going with this. These are just some things that I've been thinking about. I'm trying to think of, I've had a lot of thoughts today. I was thinking all day today about what I wanted to talk on the podcast, but I just have so many things I want to talk about that I don't even know where to start. So, first of all, I'd like to mention that I am creating a Patreon page because it has come to my attention that the work that I do is meaningful and valuable. Sure, I'm not a bajillionaire and I don't plan on being a bajillionaire, but it would be nice to somehow like move towards like making a living from what I'm doing because I really love what I'm doing. And I want to be able to do more, which means like my services on my website and, you know, like making music and like making art and just like being able to like, my goal is essentially to live a life doing meaningful work, impactful work, helping people. Make a living doing that. And then while making a living doing that, be able to support other people to make a living doing what they love. So it's like, if when, because I feel like this is what's wrong with capitalism. People start out doing the thing that they love, and then they realize that they can make money from it. But then they forget about their roots. Like, they forget about where they came from, and then they don't give back to where they came from. And my feeling is like, if, like, in order for me to receive, I also have to give. And that's my goal, is like, if I can make a living doing what I love, then that means that I can give more. And that's my goal. Because I want to give so much, but I don't have anything to give. Do you know what I mean? The only thing I have to give is this gift, this, what I'm doing now, the work. But like, resource-wise, I would like to be able to offer more to people that I love and support and want to see, like, live a less stressful life, like being able to make money and like live the life of their dreams, because it's totally possible. And I've been, you know, reading my astrology, just like a lot of astrological stuff recently, and, you know, pulling my tarot cards and stuff, and everything has been telling me to use my creative outlets as a way of building stability within my life. And although I have some conflicting feelings about that, one of the conflicting feelings I have is, and I, this might be, you know, you might not like what I'm about to say, but I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. I do believe that being creative, being an artist, being a writer, being a painter, anything in the creative realm is a privilege. It is a privilege that we should acknowledge as a privilege. And this actually was pointed out to me by somebody in the past few months, and I had never really thought about it before. But it is a privilege to make a living doing, being creative. And the reason that is a privilege is because there are a lot of other people out there who do not have that privilege. They are working jobs that they don't want to be working at really low wages where they're not treated well. And they don't have time to be creative. So I just think it's really important to acknowledge that. Like, it is important for me to acknowledge that me doing this podcast is a privilege. I have time to do this. I have time to work on being creative. I have that time. That is a privilege. And I just want to acknowledge that that's not something that everybody has access to or the privilege to do. And so one of the reasons why I feel like I have some kind of like self-doubt or some kind of resistance towards doing it is, I'm just going to say it out loud, it's like a guilt. It's like, what do you mean? Like, I can make a living doing what I love? That's absurd. And I guess, like, one of the things I struggle with is, do I let the idea of it being a privilege stop me from doing it? Like, there's a part of me that's like, Hannah, you can't do this. You're too privileged to be able to make a living doing what you love. But what I've decided is, yes, I can acknowledge that it is a privilege and then continue to do it so that I can support other people who may not have the privilege of doing it. I can support them to get where they want to be. And who doesn't want that? You know what I mean? I feel like that's how we should be doing things, is like, when you get to the top, you better fucking put your hand down there and grab and help other people up where you're at. You know what I'm saying? This is just how we should be doing things. And I don't see it happen. And sorry, I'm just like super passionate about that because I live in Austin where there are a lot of like musicians and artists. And on the one hand, I understand like musicians, sorry, I think I hear Junie dreaming in the other room. Musicians want to be compensated for their work. Totally get it. Totally valid. Because of a lot of the, sorry, my words just got scrambled there. A lot of the times, the music is the reason people are coming to the venue or the place. Otherwise, they wouldn't. I mean, they would come there, but they're more likely to come to the bar or the venue if there's music. And so they're entertainment. They are the entertainment, and you should be compensating them for that. But then on the other hand, I have this whole other thing where I'm just like, you guys chose music. This is a privilege. So like, who are you to be asking to be compensated? It's very conflicting in my mind. I know that sounds controversial because I hear both sides. I do. I hear it. And that like it's deeply it's very conflicting to me because I have a brother who is a musician. And I definitely think he should be compensated for his work. And then I hear this voice in my mind that's like, hey, it's a privilege to be making money from what you're doing artistically or creatively. Anyway, I guess where I'm at is if you are going to make a living, I'm clapping. If you are going to make a living doing something creative, I believe that it is your duty that when you get to a comfortable place, that you help some other people get there too. I just think that's how this should work, and that's how I plan on working too. Like when I create my Patreon page and I'm gonna do my best to take whatever I make from this to give back in whatever way possible. Like that is the point of all of this anyway. Like that is the point of this podcast is to help. I know that's what I'm here to do. So, I don't know what that's gonna look like yet, but I know it's gonna be something important and impactful because that's the way I want to do things. That's my goal. Anyway, I don't know how I got here. I just want to acknowledge that this is a privilege because I just think that's really important for me to say, and I just don't want to bypass that because it would be wrong for me to not acknowledge that. You know what I mean? And I saw this lady post on the Instagram today about how this whole like wellness industry has been taken from other cultures and whitewashed. And that's completely valid. And I just want to acknowledge that like everything I talk about on here, I mean, okay, here's what I want to acknowledge. This is going to be really vague, but I'm just going to say it anyway. Everything I know that I share on here came from someone else before me. Sometimes I don't know where exactly it came from, and that's my bad. I should delve more into where things come from because if you know anything about me, I'm a very curious person. So I like learning about things, and I can, for the most part, know where most of the information that I get comes from originally. I just think it's important that when you're reading something or learning how to do something, that you understand the roots and the origin of it, because that way you're able to pay respect to the initial place, the initial group of people, the initial culture that created this idea and this concept. And it will also help you understand the concept more anyway. So, like, yoga has definitely been whitewashed. All of the healing practices have been whitewashed. Reiki is whitewashed. Acupuncture has been whitewashed. you know, the whole wellness industry is just whitewashed. And I just want to acknowledge that. Like, I recognize as a white person, as a white woman, that it is whitewashed. But it also doesn't mean that I can't do this work. Like, this is meaningful work to me, and I really care about people. So yes, I can acknowledge that it's whitewashed, and I can support other people doing this. I can do my research and really understand how I can support others in my community, people of different cultures, of different races, of different genders. I can support everybody else while also still doing this work. And so it's such a complicated thing that I'm still trying to unpack, but I just think it's really important to start with just acknowledging that that's valid. Like, that is true. It's so true. I know I've been kind of all over the place with this, but I just think that this is something that has been really, that I've been really thinking about, and I just wanted to say it out loud. Change. I'm going to change the subject here. Let's see. What else have we got going on? So I talked about the Patreon. I'm curious to hear, like, if you guys were to be Patreon or patrons of my Patreon. I always want to say, if you were going to be a Patreon on the Patreon, if you were going to be a patron of the Patreon, what would you like to see? I have been like brainstorming some like really great ideas of like merch, but I'm going to call it stuff because I like the idea of stuff better than merch. I don't know. Merch is kind of like annoying. Do you know what I mean? Like, hey man, you want to like come buy some merch? Like, hey man, I'm going to be like the merch table leader. You want to like hit me up? Yeah. Some stuff. Swag. Meh. I don't like that word either. I feel like words are really important. Anyway, I've been thinking of some things. I thought about doing like do you guys like crosswords? Because I love a crossword puzzle, but I thought about doing like funny / naughty crosswords. I thought that would be really cool. I thought about like doing like videos every week. Like, I could do musical videos. Like singing songs, and I could take like requests from you guys on like what songs you want to hear. I thought that would be fun. Or like a topic, and I have to write the song and post it. I'm also going to get back into my newsletter routine. I really loved writing the newsletter previously, but I guess I just wasn't like fully committed to it, so I didn't like try to get people's email addresses very much. Also, I think I ended up with like a bunch of bot emails, which I thought was weird, but whatever. I also think I'm going to upload like a bunch of audio from my podcast to YouTube. I think there's an audience there, and I'm trying to figure out how to, I don't know, I guess like get access to the audience. I don't really know what I'm doing, guys, to be completely honest. I'm trying to grow this thing, but I have no idea how to grow it. And I want to do it like organically, but you know, like sometimes you have to put effort into something. Sometimes I just like hope that it'll just happen. And it has, to be honest. I feel like I haven't really done anything to grow this podcast besides like posting on my Instagram. You know what I mean? And I would say like have guests on, but that hasn't really done anything either, to be completely honest. Anyway, if y'all have any feedback, I'd love to hear from you. I do have the voicemail line still open. I think I was recommended recently to have like a thing on my website where you can just go there and like record your audio there. And I'm curious to hear if you guys would be interested in that. I feel like I'm asking you questions right now, and I'm never going to hear back from you. And that makes me so sad. No, it doesn't. That's fine. Anyway, I don't know. I'm just feeling like super creative right now. I don't know what's going on in the universe, but I'm feeling all kinds of stuff. I'm feeling very, I mean, I'd like to thank my partner, my boyfriend, because he's just really playful and it's like really bringing out this playful side of me. And I'm just like trying to catch the wave, you know what I mean? Like, it's a good wave. Like, I want to get on that wave and ride it. Not to sound like perverted or anything, but like, it's a good wave. And I mean, waves end, so you got to get on as soon as you can, you know what I mean? I'm going to do the TikTok. I have some TikTok ideas. I feel so old. Like, I feel like I know there's people my age and older who are just like doing the TikTok, and I just feel like I don't know what I'm doing there at all. Like, I mean, I think once I start doing it, maybe I'll get into it, but like, I'm feeling like a lot of resistance about like my first post, you know? And I did the thing where I watched the YouTube videos about like what to do, like how to get like a following on there or whatever. And I'm just like, okay, so I took notes, but I like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to like, I'm stuttering. The thing I'm resisting is one of the biggest things I've taken away from nonviolent communication is that I don't want to come off as an authority figure, because that is a huge turnoff for me. Like, I don't like content that is authoritative. Like, and I don't want to come off that way. Like, I really don't like those videos where like, hi, I'm blah, 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 and I'm a therapist. And I'm like, okay, does that mean I should listen to you? I don't understand. I also have an issue with authority. I don't know if you guys know this about me. I just feel like the society that we live in is like, sets this like weird, like just because you go to school, I don't know, just because you go to school and get a degree does not mean you are an expert or an authority. Do you know what I mean? Like, and no one is ever going to listen to you if you approach them in that way. Or if they do listen to you, they're going to do it because they're afraid of you, or there's some other kind of like negative reason why they're listening to you. And I don't want to be that person. I just want to put that out there. I am not an expert. I am not a master. I will never claim to be. I don't like other people who claim to be. I am an expert on myself. And I think that I support other people knowing that about themselves too. Like, if anybody knows how you should be, what's best for you, it's you. It's not other people. And this is just like kind of a concept that I keep, that keeps hitting me in the face. Like, just this idea of like authority and, just being told what to do. Yeah, like one of the things I was thinking about recently is there's a lot of people out there who need help. Like, they need help. And yet, it's really difficult to become the helper. Like for instance, we need more therapists, but it's really hard to become a therapist. So like, wouldn't it be cool if it was just easier for people who wanted to help to become therapists? Like, why are we making this so complicated? Like, I'm not looking to diagnose. I just think people need other people to talk to. Like, why is it so complicated to get there? Like, why do you have to spend so much money and so much time to try to become? Like, look, I'm not a therapist, but I think I could be a great therapist, but I'm not one because it's really hard to become a therapist. Like, why are we, like, why are we making it so difficult for people to help? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a weird concept to me. Like, I think anybody who wants to help should be able to help. That's just where I'm at. All right. Yeah, that super bothers me. And then I don't know. I just like, there's like social media can be so bad for you guys. Like, I see all these therapists that are like, I hear all these other therapists, and I'm like, y'all are bashing on each other now? Like, what is this? Aren't y'all here to help? Like, what are we doing over here? Like, you claim to want to help people, but you're being violent towards other people? I don't know. It's like a weird ego thing that they're not even aware of. Do you know what I mean? Like, well, I went to school. Okay. What is that? Do you know what I mean? And maybe this is my own ego speaking because I didn't finish school. But, like, there's a reason I didn't finish school. And I don't know. I just, like, I see it happening and I'm just like, what? This is the complete opposite of how we should be behaving. I shouldn't be using should. No shoulding. Don't should yourself. Anyway, this nonviolent communication, guys, I don't know if you listened to that series, but it is insightful and uncomfortable because it makes you look at things like a completely different way. Like diagnosing. You shouldn't be diagnosing other people. Judgment, just like moral judgments, just like all the time. It's just like, ugh. And like the word, you know, people are like, the word toxic is overused. The word narcissistic is overused. And I'm like, why are we policing? Ugh, it's just a lot. I don't know. Just like right now. I know, I'm talking about things that aren't even related to anything that's like actually going on, like the Ukraine Russia thing, which I don't even really want to talk about because it is so, and then there's, you know, anti-Semitism is on the rise and there's just like, just the news is flooded with things that are so, like, the problem is so clear to me. The problem is ego. And the problem to me is people not fucking, like, some people having to pay the price for someone else's ignorance and ego. And I'm talking about Putin. And then there's so many beautiful moments too. There's like people standing up, like defending, like taking care of each other. Like, I feel like in times of crisis and war, you really see the helpers. Like, I think Fred Rogers said, you know, always look for the helpers. They're there. They're always there. So like, even in times like these, you always see the people that are helping, but it's so hard to look at because it's like this weird helpless, you feel helpless. Like, what can I do? What can I do? You know what I mean? And I see all these, you know, I see a lot of things going on. One of the things that is going on is, I don't know all of this. I just know that, you know, in the media will focus on one thing while a bunch of other shit is also going on that they're not paying attention to. Or the media will focus on one thing and they did not focus that much attention on something that happened before. And so there's like a lot of comparison going on how things are being presented to us. And that's why I think it's really important that when you are looking at what's going on in the world, that you don't just look at what's being presented to you. It's really important for you to, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. This is just what I do. I think it's important for you to see that there's a reason this is being presented to you. Do you know what I mean? The media focuses on things like it's manipulation. It is manipulation in a sense. And there's going to be all kinds of like bias that's involved too. And I just want you as a listener, I don't know who you are, but I just think it's really important that we become really aware and conscious of like that is in fact happening, because there are plenty of other things that are going on that are just as important. But for some reason, we're focused on this. And it obviously has, I'm not going to try to get too political here because I know that's a touchy subject, but I think the country that we live in, the United States, which many of you are listening from other countries, which is great. Congratulations. But here in the United States, the media is very specific about what they like to show us. And there's an idea, like a storyline that they're trying to support. And, you know, this is the age of misinformation. So I think it's just really important to try to see things from as many different perspectives as you can so that you can actually make an informed and intuitive decision on how you actually feel about something. Because if you're just looking at things at face value, I just don't think that that's smart. You know what I mean? Like, don't just take their word for it. I don't know. That's just how I feel about it. And I'm sorry if you don't like that, but also, I don't fucking care. Like, this is my podcast. You don't have to listen to this. It's okay. Like, I'm not going to censor. I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to be quiet. I have a voice. It's my job to use my voice, and I just think that's important. Because, like, you know, people are bashing on the Russians. Fuck that, man. The Russians didn't sign up for this. Don't you dare blame the Russians. I'm sure that there's some Russians that have been contributing to the issue, but not all Russians. And they're under Putin, man. You know? God damn, don't you dare judge. Like, look, be compassionate. Like, try to be empathetic towards these people while also being empathetic and compassionate towards the Ukrainians. And then also, it's really important that we acknowledge that there is a bunch of racism going on as well. And I just want to acknowledge that too. Like, people not being allowed, people of color not being allowed to, like, enter buses to escape or enter the Polish border, just like all of that. I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but I just think it's important that I fucking acknowledge what the fuck is going on in this world. You know what I'm saying? And don't you dare think that Biden didn't have something to do with this, because I'm sure when you look at power, there's some way that we are benefiting from this. There's a way, there's, I don't know what it is, and I'm not a genius or anything, but I'm sure there's some way that the United States is benefiting from this thing. It's not like, yeah, people who love power above anything else. You know what I mean? Anyway, so I'm thinking that the next few episodes I'm going to do on tarot. Because I've been really trying to get into that, like, more in depth. And I thought that a really fun way to do that would be to share with you guys. And astrology. Now, I am not an astrologer. But I do love astrology. And I thought I would just start with, like, some really simple astrology topics. Like your sun and your moon. And you're rising. I just think that would be a really good place to start. And the reason I feel so passionate about talking about these things is, as a person who I believe to be deeply feeling, as a Cancer, hello, I've always been searching for ways to ground myself. And I feel like having any kind of guidance, I'll take any kind of guidance. And I feel like, especially like intuitive guidance, like things that feel intuitive to me or feel parallel to intuition. I feel like astrology and tarot have given me a place to feel grounded in. Do you know what I mean? Do I think it's perfect? No, I don't. But it's really been quite helpful to me. And you can call it woo-woo all you want. I mean, nothing is 100% fact, so I don't know. Anyway, this concludes the episode. This was Rambling, with, you know, the rambling mind of a space cadet. I think this went quite well, if you ask me. And I just want to say before we go, like, thank you guys so much for being here. Like, this really has been such a pleasure and such a really, I just have really been enjoying this, and I just feel so grateful that I'm able to to do this and put this out into the world, and that I've heard from many of you, and I just feel like this is so cool. You know what I mean? Like, I just think it's so cool that I'm like putting my voice out there and like we're connecting, but like maybe we don't know that we're connecting, you know? And I hope that like me sharing and like being vulnerable with you guys like offers like some level of like comfort that you're not alone, and that hopefully like you take something away from this. Maybe not this episode, obviously. But I just feel like you're getting to know me. I wish I could get to know you guys. That's partly why I wanted to start the Patreon page as a way of like actually connecting with you guys. Wouldn't that be cool? But needless to say, I just want to say I'm so grateful for you being here. And it is an absolute privilege to be able to do this with you guys. And I love you. And I care about you. And I'm sending you a really big, sweet, warm, maybe awkwardly long hug. And I'll see you next week. Well, sweet friends, this concludes this episode of the New Moon Wellbeing Podcast. Thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to you joining me on the next episode. Thank you, and be very, very well. Love, Hannah.